Chasing China.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Chasing China. I'm Zara, your host, and today we're diving into 10 compelling reasons why you should pack your bags and travel to China. From mouth-watering food adventures to ancient mysteries and futuristic cityscapes, get ready to be inspired and entertained as we uncover the many facets of this incredible country. So let's start another unforgettable adventure together. Reason number one, rich history and culture. China has a really long history and lots of interesting culture. You can see famous places like the Great Wall and the Terracotta Army, which tell stories from the past. You can also visit a forbidden city, which used to be where kings lived a long time ago. Or you might like the Summer Palace, a big garden where kings and queens used to relax. In every corner of China, there's a story waiting to be discovered. But not only will you find interesting things from the past. Today in China, there is a mix of old traditions and new ways of living. China's rapid technological development makes it a very modern place to live, at least in the big cities. Reason number two, beautiful nature. China is home to some amazing natural places that are really beautiful. One of the most famous is the Yellow Mountains, where you can see tall, pointy rocks and misty forests that look like something from a fairy tale. And another cool place is the Li River, where you can take a boat ride and see tall mountains that look like they're floating on the water. And if you like pandas, you can visit the Chengdu Research Base, where you'll see the cute animals in a natural setting. For something different, you can visit the Jiangjiajie National Forest Park, where you'll find tall stone pillars that look like they're reaching up to the sky. And a funny fact is that Jiangjiajie served as the inspiration for the landscape in the blockbuster film Avatar. And because of that, Jiangjiajie is often referred to as the Avatar Mountains. In China, there are so many beautiful places to explore, from mountains to rivers to forests. Everywhere you go, you'll find something amazing to see and enjoy. Reason number three, yummy food. For many people, one of the most compelling reasons to visit China is its diverse and vibrant food culture. Each province has its own unique specialities, like spicy dishes from Sichuan or tasty dim sum from the Cantonese cuisine. And exploring the local cuisine isn't just about tasting the dishes. It's also an opportunity to immerse yourself in the Chinese dining culture, where meals are often shared and enjoyed between all. And observing the art of chopsticks mastery is as entertaining as savoring the flavors themselves. But also for people that are not so much into Chinese food, the diversity, at least in the big cities, are mind-blowing. If you're interested in exploring the vibrant restaurant scene here in Beijing, let me know and drop a comment on my latest Instagram post. Reason number four, busy cities and new ideas. China's big cities like Beijing, Shanghai and Shenzhen are super busy and always buzzing with activity. They've grown really fast and are always changing, with lots of tall buildings and cool stuff to see. And one big thing about these cities is how they are always coming up with new ideas and inventions. China's really good at making new technology, like fancy phones and high-speed trains. But it's not just about fancy stuff. These cities also have a mix of old and new. You can explore ancient neighborhoods in Beijing, where people have lived for hundreds of years. Or check out modern art galleries in Shanghai. It's like seeing a blend of history and what's happening now. Overall, China's big cities are like a window to how the country is changing and growing. They're full of energy, excitement, and a bit of everything, from traditional culture to the latest trends. Reason number five, the people. Chinese people are relationship orientated, and you can see that. In general, they are really nice and welcoming. As mentioned in other episodes, most of them are willing to help you even when they don't understand you. Especially experiencing the contrast between how people behave on the streets versus in private settings is incredibly interesting. And Chinese culture is for me the most interesting culture I've ever seen. Maybe because it's so different from the German culture, but I think it is always a valuable experience to get out of your bubble and see how other people live. Reason number six, fun celebrations. Discovering China's vibrant festival culture is like stepping into a world of color, music, and tradition. From Chinese New Year to the Mid-Autumn Festival, there's always something colorful and exciting happening. Plus, these celebrations offer a window to the heart and soul of Chinese culture. During Chinese New Year, for example, you'll see big parades with dragons, fireworks lighting up the sky, and families having big dinners together. And it's all about bringing good luck for the new year. And the Mid-Autumn Festival is different, but just as special. People gather under the full moon, light lanterns, and eat yummy mooncakes. It's all about being together with family and friends. And these festivals are amazing to experience in person. You'll see a lot of exciting things and you'll feel the joy in the air. So, if you get the chance, come and join the fun. Reason number 7. UNESCO World Heritage Sites. China has many special places and numerous UNESCO World Heritage Sites, including both cultural and natural landmarks. One famous site is the Great Wall of China. Stretching over 21,000 kilometers, the Great Wall shows China's formidable history and is celebrated as one of the most impressive structures in human history and one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life. And another special place is the Forbidden City in Beijing. It is a big imperial palace complex that served as the political and ceremonial center of the Chinese government for nearly 500 years. It's a huge palace where emperors used to live. And China also has amazing natural places that are UNESCO sites, and one of them is Zhangjiajie, as I mentioned before. And these places are important for showing China's history and beauty. Reason number 8. Affordable travel. You might think traveling in China is expensive, but it's actually quite affordable. There are lots of cheap options for transportation, places to stay, and food. And if you're interested to hear more about traveling here in China, let me know. Reason number 9. Wide range of special activities. So from cuddling pandas in Chengdu, training like a Kung Fu master at the Shaolin Temple, or joining a traditional tea ceremony in a beautiful tea house, to exploring one of the most futuristic cities in the world and spending an unforgettable night at a Chinese opera, the possibilities in China are endless. You can also marvel at the beautiful rice terraces in Guilin, unravel the mysteries of the Terracotta Army in Xiang, and hike thousands of kilometers in Chinese nature. There's something for everybody to discover and enjoy. And last but not least, reason number 10, and maybe the most important one, make your own experiences. It's worth experiencing China firsthand, especially given that much of the media fails to capture the full picture. Beyond the political landscape, there are countless ordinary people leading everyday lives. Immersing oneself in this reality allows for a deeper understanding and appreciation of different ways of living. And it's an opportunity to broaden perspectives and gain insight beyond what the media often portrays. So, visiting China will give you memories that last a lifetime. It's such a unique and wonderful place to explore. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of China. I hope you feel inspired to pack your bags and set off on your own journey to discover the wonders of this extraordinary country. Share your thoughts, questions, or travel experiences with me. And until next time, happy travels!